At a virtual meeting last night, Boulder County Commissioners heard recommendations for how to spend the second half of the $63 million granted from the American Rescue Plan Act. They heard proposals from working groups about a business grant program, direct cash assistance to low-income families, how to invest in affordable housing, and increasing access to mental health resources, which would include a behavioral health mobile response team. The team would respond to law enforcement calls and include 8 responders serving all of Boulder County. They are also proposing an early childhood village that would provide childcare and family resources at a single location. Overall, the commissioners expressed support of the proposals, but asked for more specific plans, like a breakdown of how much money would go toward each program and if new staff members would need to be hired. Thousands of people came out to 2 separate rallies in support of reproductive rights at the state capitol in Denver yesterday. KGNU's Alexis Kenyon reports.
Pro-choice rallies were held elsewhere in the state yesterday, including in front of the courthouse in Boulder. They were a quickly organized reaction to a leaked draft opinion that would undo federal abortion protections. Attorney Kiki Counsel says she was at a conference in Orlando when she first heard about the leak.
I can't tell you how offensive and indignifying it is as a Black queer attorney to read words written by a white man comparing the Roe v. Wade decision to Plessy v. Ferguson. For those of you that didn't go to law school, or those who did and didn't pay attention in con law, Plessy v. Ferguson is the separate but equal education case. You know what's separate but equal? The state of abortion law in America. That's what's separate but equal. The fact that not every American citizen can wake up in the morning and say, I want an abortion. Oops, can't. I'm in Texas. I gotta travel 1,000 miles to Denver, Colorado to get my essential health care. That's separate but equal.
Multiple states have passed state-level restrictions on the right to an abortion. One of the most severe restrictions went into effect in Texas. Abortion providers in Colorado have already seen a surge in patients coming from other states. Adrian Monsonaras is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood in the Rocky Mountains.
So I'm going to thank my colleagues who not only worked a full day today with walk-ins, with people traveling hundreds of miles for abortion care, people coming in with children, because most of our patients seeking abortion care are already parents. They are ready to give to the kids that they have. They want to build up their families. They want to finish college. They want control of their own bodies, and they don't want to be followed from Texas with a price tag on their head. And that's what this is.
Reproductive right advocates and others who feel threatened by the implications of the language contained within the draft opinion say they plan to keep up pressure, including with a rally in Longmont Saturday. For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.
Board of County Commissioners is to consider an updated ignition-resistant construction requirements for eastern unincorporated Boulder County. KGNU's Kiara Damari has more.
The Boulder County Community Planning and Permitting Department is proposing an update to the ignition-resistant requirements for construction in Wildfire Zone 2, which is made up of the eastern area of the unincorporated Boulder County. The update would make the construction standards to use Class A roofing materials and ignition-resistant materials. Other requirements feature a mandatory 3-foot minimum non-combustible perimeter, and fences to be built with the same material and must also be at least 3 feet away from homes. The Board of County Commissioners will review the proposed changes at the public hearing at 11:30 a.m. on May 12th via Zoom. The update will focus on materials and construction details to be considered by the Board of County Commissioners for inclusion into the Boulder County Building Code amendments. The update is being pushed due to the recent fires in and around Boulder. According to a news release, the Boulder County Building Code amendments apply to unincorporated areas of Boulder County, not the incorporated cities or towns. For KGNU, I'm Kiara Damari.
May is Wildfire Awareness Month, and while Colorado has been experiencing a record-breaking fire season, state and federal officials are encouraging residents to join the effort in reducing wildfires. Some steps of prevention include removing dry leaves and pine needles from your property, and to contact your local Office of Emergency Management to register for emergency notifications. And remember to encourage your friends, family, and neighbors to do the same. Nearly 9,000 CU Boulder students will graduate on Thursday, which is the campus's first in-person commencement since 2019. NBC News correspondent Tom Costello will speak at the ceremony. Thursday's event will be a homecoming for the Centennial Colorado native, who graduated from CU in 1987, spent time at 9 News in Denver, and has since reported for MSNBC, NBC Nightly News, and other programs. Notably, he has received 6 Emmy Awards and the Edward R. Murrow Award, among others. According to the Daily Camera, Costello's speech is meant to inspire and uplift students, reminding them of the important role they play in society and how, despite differences in their fields of study, their ability to vet information and find the truth is crucial. Julia Baum, CU's senior class president, called Costello a spirited leader among today's media outlets. The senior class council selects the speaker, and he was their number one choice. The city of Boulder announced Monday that they will begin offering in-person services at a newly consolidated customer service hub. Community members will be able to talk with staff from the Department of Housing and Human Services and the Department of Planning. The Services Center, located at 1101 Arapahoe Avenue, will initially be open on Tuesdays and Thursdays, starting Thursday this week from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They will expand to 5 days a week, beginning June 20th. The Penfield Tate II Municipal Building, located at 1777 Broadway, will also be open for community members to connect with city staff. Finally, the public will be able to attend city council meetings. The city says they will continue to provide video and digital access to council meetings and city services that they made available during the pandemic. The weather continues to be rainy throughout today, with the sun returning for the rest of the week. The high today will be 50 degrees. Outside the studio right now, it's 41 degrees, and for KGNU, I'm Hannah Stewart.